31st of October. Still hurrying along. The day has come, and Godalming is sleeping. I am on watch. The morning is bitterly cold. The furnace heat is grateful, though we have heavy fur coats. As yet we have passed only a few open boats, but none of them had on board any box or package of anything like the size of the one we seek. The men were scared every time we turned our electric lamp on them, and fell on their knees and prayed. 1st of November, evening. No news all day. We have found nothing of the kind we seek. We are now passed into the Bistritsa, and if we're wrong in our surmise, our chance is gone. We have overhauled every boat, big and little. Early this morning, one crew took us for a government boat and treated us accordingly. We saw in this a way of smoothing matters, so at Fundu, where the Bistritsa runs into the Sereth, we got a Romanian flag, which we now fly conspicuously. With every boat which we have overhauled since then, this trick has succeeded. We've had every deference shown to us, and not once any objection to whatever we chose to ask or do. Some of the Slovaks tell us that a big boat passed them going at more than usual speed, as she had a double crew on board. This was before they came to Fundu, so they couldn't tell us whether the boat turned into the Bistritsa or continued on up the Sereth. At Fundu, we couldn't hear of any such boat, so she must have passed there in the night. I'm feeling very sleepy. Cold is perhaps beginning to tell upon me, and nature must have rest sometime. Godalming insists that he shall keep the first watch. God bless him for all his goodness to poor dear Mina and me. 2nd of November. Morning. It's broad daylight. That good fellow wouldn't wake me. He says it would have been a sin to, for I slept peacefully and was forgetting my trouble. It seems brutally selfish to me to have slept so long and let him watch all night. But he was quite right. I'm a new man this morning, and as I sit here and watch him sleeping, I can do all that's necessary, both as to minding the engine, steering, and keeping watch. I can feel that my strength and energy are coming back to me. I wonder where Mina is now, and Van Helsing. They should have got to Veresti about noon on Wednesday. It would take them some time to get the carriage and horses. So if they'd started and travelled hard, they would be about now at the Borgo Pass. God guide and help them. I'm afraid to think what may happen. If we could only go faster! But we can't. The engines are throbbing and doing their utmost. I wonder how Dr. Seward and Mr. Morris are getting on. There seem to be endless streams running down the mountains into this river, but as none of them are very large, at present at all events, though they are terrible doubtless in winter and when the snow melts, the horsemen may not have met much obstruction. I hope that before we get to Strasbourg, we may see them, for if by that time we haven't overtaken the Count, it may be necessary to take counsel together what to do next.